types of them here. But anyway,
got a real broad white stripe down his back, doesn't he?
Yeah. Now that big one with that big broad stripe down, I found out it was the same one. It'll read in there and tell you that I saw up here in Montgomery County in the mountain my dog treating the clear root, and I wouldn't let him kill him, but he come out and I saw him good, and then I wouldn't let him bother him. But just like there's a white squirrel, there's a white coon, there's a white possum. And it just happened, this year happened to be a solid white one. And that's one reason I wouldn't let my dogs bother me anymore.
Mm-hmm. What other kind of squirrels do you have besides the white one?
Well, we have the gray squirrel, the fox squirrel, and the black squirrel. That is of the upland here, and then we have a little one we call the ground squirrel here. But we don't have many white squirrels, just a few every now and then, just like we have a white coon or a white possum. They call them albinos. But the most of them are natural color. But we've got to where now there's going to be quite a few black squirrels. And there used to be a place down here on the Caddo River. Since they built that big gray dam, they've covered it up. But there was a certain section of land in there. Practically every squirrel in there was a black squirrel. But they are the same habitats as others. They eat nuts and barks and buds and such as that there.
Well, I wanted to ask you a minute ago when you were talking about your father. What did he do for a living?
Well, when he comes to this country, of course, he grew up as a farm boy. And then after he got grown, and my uncle growed up, well, Papa let him have the home out here, the homestead, and Papa moved to town and worked for what used to be the Whittington Stearns hardware store for several years. And then he quit there and he worked for Williams Lockett grocery store a while, and then he went into the grocery business for himself. And then when he, in 96, when he sold out and went to the country down here, well, he went into farming and raising vegetables and milk and butter and eggs and pork, just anything to make a living. Mm-hmm. And finally, well, we quit all of that there, practically everything, all in just to the dairy business.
Mm-hmm. Do you know anything about his schooling, how far he went?
Well, no, he didn't get very far because he had a younger brother. And he worked and supported him and sent him to school. And Papa never got very much education. That is, book education. All he had was practical. Mm-hmm. But he is a very good businessman. And he taught me a lot of things that you can't learn in school, or a lot of other things that, well, he was what you call practical, or could do anything he wanted to do on the farm. Now, as I was growing up, he taught me how to do electrical work, plumbing work, lumber work, firing boilers, just anything. You could go and take a job, you knew how to do it, you could make a living at it. Of course, there wasn't no money then, but then he was made an honest living.
Well, tell me about your mother.
Well, she was, of course, born in Louisiana, and she was...